Oh, welcome back, dear podcast listeners. I hope I find you well. Tumultuous. Nope, that's as far as I can get with that sentence. I've forgotten the words I prepared in my mind. I just think of the word voluminous, but that's not the word I was thinking of. Anyway, hope you're all right. It's August the 6th now, and I'm about to do my diary reading for this week. It's a short one, so I've added in a special extra at the end. So that'd be fun for you to listen to. Don't know why I'm whispering. Let's just crack on. Snippy snap. Pippity pop, let's go. 6th of August, going right into it. If you remember last week, sorry, just to rewind there a little bit. We got back from Austria. Grandad's diary pages were just a bit, gonna have to decipher them, so we'll think about things about them and put that on the back burner. Mum has been writing an erotic novel and been sending it off, but it was too erotic for me. I had to turn it off, so to speak. Okay, so let's just go. 6th of August. Mum's been sat in the chair watching the shopping channels all morning. She always does this when she's depressed. I said to her, "What's wrong, Mum?" And she said, "I don't care about anything, pal. Just leave me alone." And then she threw two more rejection letters at me for about a book. And then changed the channel to BBC Four. You know, so you know she's in a bad mood. Me and Dad thought it was best to leave her alone. So we went into the studio and wrote a song about writing a song. I think it may have the best. I may have written the best lyrics I've ever written, which go thusly: sat on a ladder trying to get perspective, looking in my past, you're gone retrospective. Should I think about my Euro trash collections? All the times they've given me whopping erections. You know, it's clever. Because erections have got several meanings. I know that probably don't as written, but I mean it to imply that it's given me ideas about things to build in Minecraft. It didn't. I'm just talking about my willy. Anyway, the subtext there. And that's what all good songs are about, isn't it? That's what Dad keeps saying anyway. Well, actually he says, Dad.
I say.
I'm going to fog on, leg on.
No, Paul, I haven't. It's not what you say, it's what you don't say.
Which is probably why the verse after that is actually just a guitar solo. And a shit one at that, Cecil.
Piss off.
Ooh. Anyway, 7th of August.
Stop doing it, that stupid camp voice.
Sorry, I'm getting carried away. Anyway, this morning at about 3:30, well, it's not the morning, is it? It's the afternoon, that, but I mean the 3:30 in the afternoon. Dad came staggering down into the living room screaming,
"I've burst my eyeballs, Paul! I've burst my eyes!"
I threw my bowl down of mashed up Pop-Tarts and milk and ran into the other side of the room, away from Cecil. I grabbed a cushion and just hid my face. If there's one thing I can't bear to see, then it's any kind of blood or injury, especially one done to an eyeball. I shouted at him to go away, but he just kept shouting at me for help, begging, pleading for me to help him. Mum was out at a cribbage game, so I had no choice. I removed the cushion from my face and looked at Cecil, and there was just blood dripping down from his face, his hands covering his eyes, and blood just gushing out between his fingers. A little bit of sick shot out, then I ventured from me, not Cecil, then I ventured over to Daddy. I asked him what had happened, but he was screaming too much to make sense. Tentatively, I asked him to remove his hands so I could see what was happening, and he slowly lowered his hands. As soon as his eyes were visible to me, Dad just started laughing. The nasty bastard was playing a prank on me. His eyes were fine and intact. I slapped his belly and just said, "What's going on here?" And he just said,
Oh, Paul, don't be so grumpy. It's just fun summer larks. Also, I went into your bedroom, Paul. It's a bloody mess. In fact, it's so messy it could make somebody's eyeballs burst.
So I think he was just implying I needed to go tidy my bedroom. So I just swore at him and stormed out of the room. Bastard. 8th of August. Well, if Cecil likes summertime larks, then summertime larks he shall get. Now, I've never been very good at practical jokes because I'm an only child. Not got anyone to wind up. So I've done a bit of internet snooping. Unfortunately, due to the strictness of the adult filtering software, the only ones I could find were aimed at 7-year-olds. But then sometimes Cecil does have the mind of a child, and the flimsiness of a child, actually, if you think about it. So this evening, I plan to remove the batteries from all the remote controls. As you know, Dad's the only one who's allowed to use them after 6 p.m. in case I accidentally come across smut. 1947. Not the year, it's the time. It's 7:45. And my merry summertime larks have backfired. You see, because for the last 1¾ hours I've been stuck watching some nonsense about the Crimean War. Because A, I refused to turn the channel over manually like Dad kept asking me to do. And B, Cecil wouldn't give me... And B, I wouldn't give Cecil the batteries to the remote control back. I suppose I better give him them back before 9 o'clock. Because there's a program about stills photography I want to watch that you never know, I might have some nude ladies in. Rubbish. 9th of August. Nope, there were no bare ladies in that photography program. There were, however, 3 nude men, which is just bloody typical. And the worst part was that Mum just said, "Oh, that one's like yours, Cecil." Yeah, which Cecil replied,
"Yes, well, maybe 20 years ago. It looks like chicken skin wrapped around a straw now."
I made my excuses and left. Horrific evening. This afternoon, a man came to the door trying to tell us double glazing, even though we clearly have double glazing all the windows. Yet no matter how many times Mum pointed this out to him, he kept on going about the lifetime guarantee that his windows came with. In the end, Mum called for me to come to the door and to remove the man from our premises because he just wouldn't bugger off. Unluckily for him, though, I was in a foul mood after Dad ate my last lunchtime waffle, so I stormed into the hallway with a look of anger and loathing on my face. The man took one look at me and tried to sell me a skylight, don't know why. I pushed him off the doorstep with my tummy and slammed the door in his face. And then Mum patted me on the head and said, "There you go, you're not completely useless." And I think that's the closest thing to a heartfelt compliment I've ever had from Mummy. 10th of August. I love August. It reminds me of school summer holidays, you know. Larks in the park, picnics in a meadow, your favourite sweetheart by your side. Day's trip to the beach, sandcastles, ice cream, waffles and cream. Building dens in nearby woods. Stargazing on a warm summer evening. Skinny dipping by the old watering hole. You know, going on rites of passage with 3 friends. And sailing a 2-footer on the boating pond. Not me, though. As I had no friends growing up, I'd spend my summer holidays glued to the TV all morning, watching Ollie's Oxtails. Then maybe leer out the window, see if I could see any saucy women passing in skimpy summer clothes. Then every evening I'd play endless hours of Super Nintendo Entertainment System games. And now every day of summer is like the school summer holidays. My school summer holidays, that is. The only difference being that I don't have a Super Nintendo Entertainment System. I just play Minecraft or something. 11th of August. To what last night? I'm sweated. I had to change my underpants 12 times. In the same underpants, I just take them off, waft them around outside the window for about a couple of minutes, then slip them back on. They stick to me, and it's quite erotic. In the daytime, I did a 3-hour radio show in the afternoon. Didn't get a single caller. Which for a talk show on, which for a radio show is just on air death, isn't it? The show was meant to be a lively discussion on the subject of, if you had your sexual organs removed, that meant that you could turn yourself invisible at will. You know, would you have them removed? Which I thought would be a great discussion for talk show. You know, would people still want to be invisible if they're not going to get any sexual pleasure from hiding in a changing room or looking down a jodhpur? Not entirely sure what a jodhpur is, if I'm honest. I assume you can look down them. Anyway, that's the only reason I can think anyone would want to be invisible. But it wasn't to be. Just me talking for 3 hours. And in the end, it turned out Dad was playing one of his hilarious practical summer jokes and he'd unplugged the internet thing, meaning I won't broadcasting to anybody. That's 3 hours of my life I'm not getting back. Ugh, I could have been eating the last of the Pop-Tarts in that time. It's not fair. Oh, Cecil, I will get my revenge. You mark my words. 12th of August. I pranked Cecil good and proper this morning at 2:40 in the afternoon, but still morning because I'd just woken up. I offered him his afternoon cup of coffee. I said, I'll make it for you, Cecil. It's fine, I'll make it. I'll be helpful. Which I did, but instead of making him a coffee, I made him a cup of Bovril, but I put milk in it, and it looked exactly like coffee. I mean, it didn't smell like coffee, but Dad's got such a bad sense of smell, he wouldn't be able to notice its beefy aroma. So I took it to him and he sat down. And I sat it down on his table to cool. He had a couple of tiny sips, but then he left for his afternoon pre-countdown poo-poo. It was too hot to taste. And then 30 minutes he came back later, looked at me, and then looked at Mum, and then just shook his head with a look of sadness and uncomfortableness. The constipation continues. He sat down and glugged the Bovril milk concoction down in one. I was quite impressed. And when he finished, he just turned to me and said,
That was a lovely treat, Paul. Thank you.
I don't know if he knew it was Bovril or if he just thought it was delicious coffee. Not sure on that one. Right, well, that's been a very short podcast. So here's a little bonus podcast. Enjoy it. It's short, to the point. Much like my mind. You thought I was going to go rude with that, and I didn't. Enjoy. Toodaloo. This thing on. Boom, ba, bum. Yes, that worked. I'm just going down the stairs. Hello and welcome to the Porthax Life Hacks podcast. I'm going in the fridge, that's where I'm going first. Looking in the drawer. What am I looking in the drawer for in the fridge? Am I getting some salad out of the fridge? Don't sound like salad, does it? Sounds like a block of fat. Which is essentially what cheese is, isn't it? That's what I'm always told anyway by Margaret, my mother. What I'm doing for you now today is I'm going to take you through how to cook mac and cheese, which is an American beverage. It's not beverages, I suppose, but it's the way I make it. Mush it up. That's not entirely true. Right. So, I'm cooking bachelor's pasta and sauce mac and cheese. Because Mum and Dad have left me to fend for myself. They've gone to a hedgehog convention, which isn't a convention about adopting, rearing, and then releasing into the wild a hedgehog. No, it's a convention for selfish people. You might not know it about Margaret and Cecil, but they both do suffer from selfishness. They're just very selfish people. They only think about themselves. I don't have to go because I don't think about myself quite much. Lots of times I think about everybody else and share all the toys and board games.
They just didn't want me there, I think. I'll just pick you up.
You're in a cup, if that helps. Yes, I'm on my own in the house. It's been a very busy morning, I tell you. My wrist is absolutely exhausted. Now, the interesting thing, and that might be recording this for police records, is there's a driving instructor pulled up outside the house. He's just slumped in his chair with his head in his chest. I'm assuming he's in a quiet street having a nap. I'm hoping he's not come and killed himself outside my house, because that kind of police investigation is just not something I don't mind, I've nothing to hide, but I just can't be arsed dealing with the paperwork of finding a dead body. And it's either joggers or dog walkers that find dead bodies, and I'm neither, so I think I should be alright, shouldn't I? Right, anyway, I'm going to take you through how to cook the perfect macaroni and cheese dish. So you get yourself you make mega water, which is, you mix full fat milk with a little bit of water, so it's mostly just milk, but I call it mega water because it's just so delicious and creamy and blah, 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 blah. And you pour that in a pan, heat it up, and then you get the bachelor's macaroni and cheese, prepared and pre-made pasta sauce, powder, and dry macaroni module. And you just put that in the mega water. I think this is a superfood. I really do. I think it's really top drawer. Properly, and then you just stir it like a Michel Rouge or Antoine de Bec or Gérard Depardieu, any of the French people, just stir it in a French manner, which is essentially you've just got a cocky look on your face, which all French people do seem to do. But that's not the end of the, that's not proper baking though, is it? Just putting some instant food into a heated up mega water. You got to customise it. Just threw it away. I'm tidying up as I go. I'm being quite proactive, aren't I? I think women like that. Oh, come in. God, sorry. Oh, you've let the dog out now, Cecil. Come on to me now. What are you doing? Cooking me lunch? Thought you weren't coming back till 3.
Yes, well, your mother wanted me to leave her alone. Apparently I'm not selfish enough to go to a convention.
Right. You do seem quite selfish though, Cecil.
Well, that's what I said.
Can I borrow your cross-stitch needle, Cecil?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake, we'll go get them.
So you're not selfish, are you?
Oh, I suppose you're right. I was just going to lend you some. I thought you wanted to take up cross-stitch. What are you doing with all that cheese?
Making myself some lunch. Jesus.
That's £10 of cheese there, Paul.
Yeah, and I'm cooking it. Look, you said I had to cook for myself. You didn't say what I had to cook. And I'm making myself some macaroni and cheese like an American.
You're not using all my vintage Pilgrim's Choice, Paul.
I am. This is why you're selfish, Cecil.
Well,
anyway, I'm doing a podcast, Cecil. Look, my phone's recording.
Oh. Hello.
Don't do that.
I want to see the waveform being made.
For God's sake, Cecil, just...
Do you want anything from the fridge, Tesla? Fine. Coming
back now.
Can I have some macaroni cheese, Paul, please?
No, it's mine.
Selfish bastard.
Selfish is a selfish dude, Tesla.
No, that's true.
Right. So what you do is you cut the cheese.
What's she woofing at?
I think there's a dead man outside, Tesla. Let's go and check. Oh, no. He's getting out of his car. That's not him. He's gone. A dead man's driven away. Maybe he was wanking, Cecil.
Paul!
Well, you never know. I'm just down looking at his... Door shut up. I'm shutting the door.
She's chuffing and a woofing, huffing and a puffing.
Oh, God. Heaven forfend someone walks near the house.
Yes, it does. Your macaroni cheese is boiling, Paul.
Good. Supposed to. Right, now that's the 2 blocks of cheese.
What? I'm talking to the podcast. Oh, right.
You want to join in, do you?
Hey. Give us some cheese.
Can you beg? Can you catch? No, she can't. Hits her in the eyeball. Right, what you want to get then, because you're ethnic and ethnic women sometimes are nice, you put some curry powder in your macaroni cheese.
Paul, no, that will ruin the delicate flavour of the pilgrim's choice.
I'm the pilgrim, Cecil, and it's my choice.
Where are you on a pilgrimage to?
Wherever it is that they make Space Raider crisps.
Right. Some kind of snack factory.
Oh, I'd love to go to a snack factory, Cecil.
You gonna say it?
You know I'm gonna say it, Cecil.
Go on then.
I'd love to go to a snack tree. I just love it when people combine two words to make one gibberish word.
Do you?
Yeah, then what you want to do is you want to get 4 or 5 oxos and put them in the macaroni cheese too, Cecil. I call it a Yorkshire macaroni cheese with a hint of India.
Why do you?
Because it's got gravy in, it's got curry powder in, it's got cheese in it, and it's got macaroni in it.
Yeah, it's got salt emulsifiers.
E-numbers!
And just a whole mess of shit.
It's just solid fat, Cecil. Just pounds and pounds of fat melted, rendered down into an easy, deliverable food slop into my gullet.
Oh, for God's sake! And then what are you going to do?
Gonna sit down, Cecil, all afternoon and just watch either Countdown or Homes Under the Hammer, or I might watch a film, Cecil.
What film?
Goonies.
You identify with Goonies because you're the fat one, aren't you, Paul?
No, I'm not. I'm the mother.
Shut up, Paul.
Yeah, I've always said that that woman, the mother one from Goonies, looks just like Margaret. She does. Spitting image of her. Except Mum's a bit more butch.
That's a very bleak fridge we've got there.
It stinks as well.
Yes.
Can you hear it bubbling?
It sounds beautiful.
But it smells like absolute shit.
Cecil, don't you say that. That's my best cooking. I'm going to cook this for you on your stag do. Put a big vat of it.
And who was paying for that?
You are, Cecil. It's your stag do.
Piss off.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Podcast, Cecil. I'm recording a podcast 11 times. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. You just stir it round until it's suitably... I don't know what the words are. Reduced. Reuse. Recycle.
Reduced, Paul. You reduce down the liquid into a broth almost. A brine, if you will.
It's a sensual smelling brine, Cecil.
Yes.
How would you cook on the boat, Cecil, in the Navy?
Piss off, I'm going for a poo. Bye, Paul.
He's a grumpy sort sometimes. He is selfish, though, I don't care what they say. Won't even teach me how to cross-stitch. Not that I want to know how to cross-stitch, that's for women. an old man. It's not a skill I need. Maybe I'll watch all four Jurassic Park films in a row back to back. Or maybe I'll gorge myself and just eat an Easter egg. Cadbury's Buttons one. Ooh. Maybe I'll scoop up the macaroni Korean oxo cheese in half an Easter egg and just eat it in a big chocolatey savoury scoop. We'll see. Anyway, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a nice day, and I hope you feel sensual. I know I don't.